All right, so we're starting a new sugya. It's exciting. This is in a certain sense, this is the perfect sugya for Chafetz Chaim, because you don't need too much bekiyas. It's a few lines of Gemara. You don't have to know any shas. It's not really an agadat sugya. There's a big machlokes rishayim here, in shana the Gemara. It's not kaminas halacha. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, big machlokesim. On the other hand, it's not so big, so it's a very nice sugya, really, for someone who for a sales wants to work on a chabura. I recommend this sugya. Not too big, not too small. Okay, so let's read it. So the Gemara, it's just a few lines of Gemara. I'm not sure if we should read the Gemara with Rashi or without Rashi, because Rashi seemingly learns the Gemara different than the simple readings. So let's read the word a little bit first without Rashi. Amrav Chizda, Lizder Inish Bei Kenista, and the person should not break down a shul, Adabani Bei Kenista Achrinikti, till he builds another shul. There's apparently, sounds like he's talking about it, situation where you have the ability before you break down the old shul, you can build a new shul. So you're obligated, you shouldn't, and that's unnecessary. Though this doesn't say, I don't know if that's clearly a lashon of iser or just advice, but it seems they learn it's an iser, that you're not supposed to break down a shul until you build a new shul. Okay. Ika the amre mishum shiyusa. Ika the amre mishum shiusa. Ika the amre mishum saluya. So the simple reading is that shiusa means that they're going to do something raw. They're going to be poshea. And saluya means without shiya, stam. If it takes time to build a shul, you won't have where to daven in the interim, right? Pshiyusa means we're not worried about the interim, we're worried about shiya. What does shiya do? I don't know, right? Very unclear. What's the problem of shiya? What's the problem of shiya? So what if they're poshea? There's Iga the Amri Mishum Saluya.
They'll never rebuild it.
So what?
So is there like a chiv to like not have less shuls than are already there? Like it's a ball that a shul.
In other words, that's what the question is. You know, it's if the problem of that they won't build it is that therefore they won't have where to daven, so that's the same as saluya. The problem is that we don't care about davening. It's a different thing. Could be one shuls. Okay, maybe. That could be. Okay, let's keep everything. What's up? In other words,
maybe Slu is like a.
Maybe just, is that like a bit of a radical? You never allowed to have less shuls than you have any given
that
time.
That sounds radical.
Maybe Slu just means that davening won't be as good. People will daven, but they won't have their normal.
And she uses also they won't dive in it.
No, they won't have a shul at all.
A suya, they don't have a shul at all for the interim period.
Okay, but it's temporary.
So she uses just a longer period. So it's like it doesn't, the problem is it's not hitting. The word suya is very schwer because Pashipshat, she uses also worried about suya. Pashipshat, the machlekes is only how much time are we worried for Pshiyusa? For Tzluye, the Iga of the Amre Pshiyusa says we're only concerned if it's going to take a long time because you're going to be Pashaya. And the Iga of the Amre Shem Tzluye means right away, we're worried about the right away, we want a minion.
Isn't that a city has to have a shul?
Who says about the only shul in the city?
Pshiyusa is not because of davening. Pshiyusa is right, that's what we're questioning.
I mean, where does it say also this survey condition?
Let's go further. Let's just put down the question. Let's see. The question we're asking is that when the Madam or Pshiyusa, is he also because, and therefore you won't have where to daven? So he basically, Pshiyusa also with Mishum Suluye. So that is very strange. The Gemara says, Ikadah Mishum Suluye, it's not hitting the point on the head because Mr. Pshiyusa also agreed Mishum Suluye. And Amai, he was only worried for Suluye when it's long term. Okay, that's a little far fetched. Then
it's not long term. It's according to Rashi, you'll never rebuild the shul.
Okay, and that's so the pshiyah. What's the problem if you never rebuild the shul? Also because of Suluye. So it's still not hitting the nail on the head when you say Ikad Yamri Mishem Suluye. So unless you say that, what some people are suggesting is that Pshiyusa is. That we're not worried about davening altogether. Davening, people will daven. They don't have a shul, they'll daven in a backyard. The problem is that there's kedusha of a base kenesses as to the kedusha of makom, and that you won't have a shul in this place is a problem. It's a covet or whatever that you're. In other words, the question that we're arguing about or questioning is Pshiyusa and therefore you won't be able to daven, or Pshiyusa and therefore you won't have a shul, right? That's what the question that we're debating. Okay, let's go further, but that's unclear. Okay, my benayu, Iga benaya, the Iga. Oh, very unclear words, the Iga. Right, when they added the brackets, they can istachrida. What's the gimel say? The gimel says,
right?
So, what's the difference? If you learn, what's that mean?
Taisus, you'll see the difference.
Okay, but let's try. We're trying to figure out without so the shot is if you learn that it's because of davening, Mishim Suluye. So since you have a other place to daven, so there's no problem. But if you learn Mishum Shiusa, so then there's a problem, right?
What's the problem? Why do you know the shul? You have a shul.
So,
it's a temporary place. This temporary place solved the problem of Seleucia.
The E community have a temporary place?
Duchta means temporary.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. We don't know. In other words, it might depend on the Gerasa. The way the Gerasa in the old Gemara, and the original Gerasa in the Gemara, the Ega Bay Knista Achriti, Media Mamish, a regular shul. Not temporary, but the Marsha came maybe based on Tisus, change the Gerasa. Maybe Tisus, you see that from Tisus. So that we have to, you know, figure out in the different Gerasas. If the Gerasa is that you have a different shul, so then the pshat would be that for Tzluye, there's no problem to dive in the other shul. Pshiusa, we were thinking that maybe Pshiusa, Sandy said, other people said that Pshiusa just said, we don't want to have less shuls. So we don't care that you have where to daven. And that would read very nicely. Pshiusa is not concerned with Tzluye. Nothing to do with the davening. We want shuls. If you learn the other Gerasa, so that we'll see in Tisus. Okay, well, let's wait.
Rebbe, in the old days, there was the chazan would be yotze the tzibur. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. I'm saying it wasn't like we daven today. This guy could daven biyachidus, this guy could daven with a minion over here and the minion factories. I'm saying that is how they davened, was within a beis haknesses with their chazan. So it's not so simple just to get rid of the shul on that level.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Okay, Mimemar Umar Zutra. Sastri Ubanu Be Kaita Bisis. I know how you pronounce this.
Sifta.
What?
Sifta, whatever.
Sifta.
Ubanu Be Sifta Be Kaita. Okay. Um, So Rashi said that means that there were a summer shul and a winter shul. But Rashi, how do they think what the words exactly mean?
Sitva is winter.
Which word winter?
Sitva. Kaita, kayat is kayat. It's summer climb.
Okay. So they had they got rid of, they had different shuls for the season. And so apparently, we just got finished saying that it's usser, the lister in ish. So that's, we don't know. Are they arguing or that they're qualifying? Not clear, right? Is this a machlaikas?
Right.
Or is this a...
maybe these are not permanent structures. They're temporary by definition.
That's the question.
It's a machlokas we've shown them here. Rush says clearly that Marzutra was holding Sluye.
Okay.
Without the stones breaking up, without Tiyua.
So that's three different possibilities. You're saying that there are three choices. One choice is that Marmemer and Marzutra is completely arguing with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said you can't be this dirt. There two has Beirim. And they say, yes, you could. Haraya, they did. That's one choice. The other choice is that their case is an exception. And their case, even Rav Chisda agrees according to both the Shinas. And you're saying from the Rush, so we'll have to see that only one Lashon agrees to their exception. And the Gemara is bringing a raya from them to one of the two, the Shinas. Okay. We'll have to see. Not Gemara is not clear. Amalei Ravina Vashi. Gavi Zuzi Amachti Mai. What if you already have all the money? You collected all the money, and it's Machzi. I'm assuming Rashi is saying it's here. It's in the Gabbai's hands. So then,
there's no Pshiusa.
There's no Pshiusa. What about the Manda Amar Suluye?
So the Rosh says he holds like that Manda Amar Pshiusa.
Okay. So and the day before,
they held Suluye. That's the way Rosh sets it up.
What?
That's the way the Rush sets up this Gemara. Okay.
Very unmashma that the Gemara is jumping back and forth from different opinions. Very unmashma. Okay, I'm not going to argue with the Rush, but if he says that. But it's definitely, you know, there's one thing to say that the Gemara takes one of the two stadim, but to say that they're jumping back and forth is not so mashma. Poshib shot, this is... disagrees with both the shine. Okay, I'm gonna be a vashi. Gobi Zim Akhtim Bai. Amrele, Dilma is Ramine Pigeon Shvuyim. Maybe Pigeon Shvuyim get Shvuyim Shvuyim. The Avine Shrigi Livni. And you have to give, I'm sorry, the Avine. Stop, I made a mistake. And you have to give it. So in other words, we're afraid that even though you have all the money, you have to pay it out for pigeon shvuyim. Shrigi livni, the hadri umachti kishuri mai. The Rashi says that means you have all the materials already bought. I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
So we have a problem. There's still a possibility. Okay.
So there's like three gradations. First, they collected the money. What's the shaila? Now they collected the money and they bought the materials. Right. That's the shaila. And the third one is, well, same thing. Even though they already built a shul.
Right.
The Gemara said, halachically, are we allowed to sell the shul for pidyon shvuyim?
It seems yes.
Yes.
Allowed to sell the shul for Pidvin Shvuyim, so who cares of any of those issues over here? You should still be allowed to do it because even the shul itself I'm allowed to sell.
No, not a regular shul. Not once it's davening.
No, that's what I'm asking. If
machlokas we've shown him whether if you daven in the shul already or not.
If you're allowed, if you're supposed
to sell it, learn that you can sell it only kozman you didn't daven in it.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I hear.
What's the Gemara answering? What's the answer to the Gemara?
Lo mizamne, period. In other words, they won't do it. People don't sell it. Poshib Shah, the Gemara's answering is that halakhically you could, the Gemara saying halakhically you could sell, but they won't. They'll raise new money, though we don't have to be worried. In other words, what the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara that Gafila Yogi Badanavi, which means it's mashma, the Gemara is obviously assuming that you're allowed to sell because otherwise it wouldn't be a kasha. So when the Gemara answers, Jira Sinchino Mizani, either the Gemara is answering that you're not allowed to sell, which is not so mashma. I don't think it's mashma at all, but you never know. Or the Gemara is answering that they won't do it. In other words, what they're really supposed to do is they're supposed to raise more money and raise double money. They can raise money for the shul and the pidgin shvuyim. So the Gemara is saying we're afraid that they'll give the money to pidgin shvuyim and they won't raise the money for the shul. So Parshat Shatmar is saying once they build the shul, then they're not going to take the easy way out for the pidgin shvuyim by selling the shul, but they'll raise money for the pidgin shvuyim. They'll have to raise the money. That seems to be Parshat Shad and Gemara.
They're going to take the money from selling the bricks and the mortar and be paid the shvuyim. They're not going to raise the money in the community.
Right, because that's an easy way out.
Right, but...
But once you have the building already, they're not going to take that easy way out. People won't stand for it.
There's a little bit of keys over here.
It might be mutter, but they won't do it. People will be motivated to actually show out a second time because they don't want to sell the shul. Kolman, they don't have a shul. So when you come collect, they say, why are you collecting? Why don't you just sell the building, the stones? But once you build it, so people won't tell the gabbai to sell the shul, but instead they will dig deeper into their pockets. Okay, then again, this is all without seeing Rashi, Tosfos.
Yes.
We don't know really, and the Rashi, okay. This is only when there's no, you didn't see a, you mean like a crack or something.
Cracks and breaks in the bricks, in the walls.
Then you can knock it down because I assume the shot is that it's going to fall down by itself and it's dangerous.
Right.
He
slept there.
Yeah, he put his bed.
He put his bed there. The husband, but after Adam is talking,
if Chaim did the same thing in Brisk when the shul burned down, he slept and he wouldn't go back to his house to make sure they built the shul quickly.
Okay,
that's it. He read this Gemara.
Chaim had a roof.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that, like Chaim quoted this Gemara in defense when the Balabatim said it's not covered for the Rav to sleep in the like half built shul.
So Ravashi did it. Yeah.
Okay, let's see Rashi.
Rabbi, just one question. The case with the summer and the winter, how come when they took it down, they weren't worried about pidgin shvuyim there? Because what?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. We don't know whether we weren't sure that is that agreement or disagreeing. We weren't sure. Different possibilities.
I'm saying pidgin shvuyim comes after that Gemara. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, but we weren't sure if that Gemara agreed with Rav Chisda or disagreed. If assuming it agrees, so then you have to say that this is like a crack. because you can't in a winter shul. It's not good for the summer, and a summer shul is not good for the winter. So it's the equivalent. Just like it says, if there's a crack, everybody agrees you can take it down. Here, there's a real need. You can't dive in here. It's suffocating. It's too cold. So then you can take it down.
So not having the shul, then they're gonna not build it even after the unis like
that's what you say.
Well, isn't that the most pasuk shot?
Okay, I don't know. No, so again, let's get the question. We'll hear your pshat. But let me just put down the question. There's pashup shot. Rashi's very straight. The Gemara says pshiusa. The Gemara doesn't mention a word about Inus. All of a sudden, Rashi brings in Inus. What's motivating Rashi to say Inus? But then if it's Inus, it's not like the Gemara. So the Rashi throws in pshia too. So then stop it to steer. If it's Inus, it's not Pshia. If it's Pshia, it's not Inus.
No, the Pshia is a rebuilding. They didn't make a second collection, like Rebbe said before.
What?
Rebbe said this before, that they had an Inus, let's say, Yepidyon Shvuim. They had to take that money and spend it for that, or sell the shul for that. And then they didn't want to collect again. So that's
okay, but that's a Gemara later. The Gemara now is not Pashas, and we're not working with that yet. You know? Okay, so that's what Aaron Erzberg is saying. But I hear that what? We're not worried
about a Pshia right away. We're worried about the being Pshia specifically because an Ones might get them like used to not having this rule. Then they'll be Pshia afterwards. But we're not really worried that they wouldn't just be Pshia. Okay.
And what's motivating Rashi to say that?
Because we're not really worried about people them being Pshia right away.
So you're saying that Rashi on his own... Without any
hechra,
he just.
Well, he said
that people
have a chashah, people share right away. The
shul
falls down.
The Gemara said Mishum Shiusa. So he's saying Rashi is bothered by a kasha. That's not so logical. You should be nervous for a Shiusa. It's not logical. We should be worried. Klal Yisrael, they're going to be poshea.
Maybe Shiusa would be the wrong word.
So therefore, Rashi says. Is our head big shot that where that maybe that a fur, of course, it won't be Boshay at first. First and Inus will happen. So first and Inus happens, and then later they'll be Boshay because they're used to it. Right? Okay, so what's not, it happens to be that people say it's shot, but between me and what's wrong with the shot in the and I, obviously it can't be so wrong because people say it. But what's Pashup Shot? Why? What's a little bit wrong with this shot? Why it's not such a glad shot?
It says the onus is the
it makes Rashi a little fluky. Like what's motivating Rashi? Rashi, such a big question. You can't have a pshia.
They're knocking down a shul. Why are they knocking it down for? They're
knocking down because they want to build a new shul. But
so therefore they changed their mind afterwards.
They changed mind. They're poshaya.
If you're coming together to knock it down, you're going to build it. You're going to build it right away.
Poshaya doesn't mean riches. Poshaya means poshaya that they were a little bit negligent.
Why Rashi
can't hear? It's like such a shracha question. Rashi can't hear. Chas v'shalom. Klal Yisrael will be Boshea. The answer is, once I got used to it, then there'll be Boshea. I mean, that you can't hear. That Pshia you can hear. The Pshia, that there'll be Boshea. Right? And the Gemara Pashit only says Pshia. So Pashit Pshia, the Gemara, Pshia, Pshia. Nothing to do with Inus. So Rashi was mamish bothered by his really shvir kasha. How can it be that Klai Israel is Poshea? I mean, don't we have 1.5 million shmuzim that even Tzaddikim were Poshea? You know, that they Shia means, you know, you have to weren't in.
No, not to build a shul. Chas v'shalom.
After you started, he started already.
Rashi had to create an Inus. I don't know. They took all that money, they spent it on the Inus, and now they don't want to build again.
That Yaakov had to make Yosef swear, right? And that because if Yosef wouldn't have sworn, then there was a possibility that he wouldn't have been used all his energy to bury Yaakov in it, to give him to Eretz Yisrael.
He was so motivated.
Okay, so why can't there be pressure? So that's the thing. You know, there could be, there's humanly possible, but you need a lot of motivation. So of course they're motivated, but Pshia, maybe they were, they could, if Yosef wouldn't have sworn, so Yaakov was afraid that Yosef would be Boshea. Shea doesn't have to mean that it's like mamish total negligence. Shea means that he could do it and didn't do it. I don't want to argue, not arguing, but it's a blokey. It makes Rashi, usually when Rashi is almost like changing the Gemara. Or as I mentioned, we're about Aynes. Rashi, you think Rashi is bothered by this really difficult problem. Like,
they knocked it down, they would take such precautions before they knocked it down. They would get together. How are we going to be certain?
There are people who are a shtickle lazy. They knocked it down because they thought they could build it very easily.
They would take precautions before they knocked it down.
They took into consideration and they thought that it'd be easy to build it easy. Now what happened? Okay. Right after they knocked it down and they thought they would build it the next day, then there was a terrible hurricane and
that's good.
And now it's a little bit, it's muddy and it's hard and they weren't counting on it. And therefore, it got difficult. It got more difficult. Not that an inus happened. Something happened that made it more difficult than they thought. Okay. The second thing I don't like about this shot, again, even though the Chassam Sofer says it. So if you have to say that Rashi's bothered, how could it be? Must be the first an inus. So then leave out Pshia altogether. Just say we're afraid of an inus.
No, afraid of a nice that they're going to spend all the money that they had.
Okay, so then they're stuck. And I can't
do this. Now,
Rashi has to read the lesson of Gemara.
So why did the Gemara say Pshia? The Gemara just said Inez. We're worried an Inez might happen. You know, you're afraid of Inez. So anyway, you have to come out to Inez. So why make Inez and then Pshia?
Why both?
Just say Inus. Maybe an Inus will happen.
Have to rebuild.
Maybe the daf.
Inus is temporary. Make an Inus.
It's not. Oh, every Inus is temporary. You can't have Inusim that are.
You always build a new one afterwards. You know,
maybe people feel less. They feel less like Achroi when it's.
Are you saying so? What Chaim saying because an Inus that's permanent is very uncommon. Okay. Also, a little fluky.
Maybe people feel less achray when it's an omis that did it, as opposed to if they consciously decided to want to improve the shul, so they knocked it down. So then they don't have an excuse. They feel like if the hurricane knocked the shul down, it's like, it's not our fault the shul's knocked down. So they don't feel the same degree of achrayus.
Why?
So they're more likely to be pesher if an omis knocked down the shul or caused them to have to knock down the shul than if they choose to.
I don't know.
Meaning? If the hurricane knocks down the shul, people, they don't feel like, oh, it's not our fault.
No, that's not right. Rami, Ines means something else. Not the onus.
Or it caused them to have to knock it down. Or they saw like the wall is about to fall down. So they go, all right, let's take the shul down. Their hands are forced because they can't leave it up anymore. That's also an onus that forced their hand. As opposed to they said, like, you know, it's much nicer to have a nice shul. So let's, you know, do some remodeling. So that's an onus. They decided they want to have a nicer shul.
Anyway, I don't know. Okay, so that is the way I'm not crazy about the pshat. What can I tell you?
Maybe Rashi is bothered that the pshusa isn't mashma that you're going to come by say go ahead and do something wrong. That's just the one word. You'd say we're worried about some sort of mazid.
Careless and won't build the shul.
Meaning that you wouldn't call that pshusa. You'd call that if you don't build it, you have the ability to build it, you don't build it. That's not pshia. That's more basic.
It's
the wrong term. You use some sort of like, it's mazed. It's,
I don't know.
Or something like that. Rashi has come to explain that pshia is on the back end. Vada, we're not worried that you're gonna. The chash isn't that you're gonna do something actively wrong. You're gonna misuse the money. Rather, something's gonna happen. Money's gonna get used, and you're not gonna. When you push it and restoring it.
Okay. I read Rashi completely different. I don't know. And I don't know, maybe I completely made a mistake. Because I looked around, it looks like everyone's saying like Aaron Hertzberg, as far as I can see. The Ksav Sefer says like him, and everyone quotes the Ksav Sefer. So, but his job is that Rashi was bothered that people won't be Poshea. How could it be that people would be Poshea? How can you be Choshev B'Ksheirim? There it is, that first an Einis will happen, and then there'll be Poshea. That already makes sense. Okay. To me, it sounds a little fluky. What the whole question sounds very weak. The Rashi should be bothered by such a question.
What about Ernest by itself? What would be the itself?
So why did they say that's my second problem? So they say because Ernest by itself doesn't happen so often that it lasts an Ernest that lasts forever. That's what Chaim Gordon said. That's what people are saying that Pshia alone doesn't happen. Pshia in the beginning doesn't happen so often because people would be Poshea. Ernest that lasts forever is also not common. So therefore, Rashi makes a combination that there's a short-term Einus, and then they're Poshea. Okay.
The Gemara's Mashma Einus does happen from Pidgin Shulim. I'm saying
that's only a temporary Einus, but that's not a long-term Einus.
Right, but Rav Chista's din would be even for that scenario.
Rashi's learning this pshat is that Obani Achritim, he'll never build it. Rashi's learning, Pashup Shat, the end of Rashi is the difference between Mishum Shiusa and Mishum Siluye. Siluye means that they won't build it Kozman Abinyan. You don't have where to dive in temporarily. But Shiusa means you'll never get it built. So the Rashi's bothered by how do you never get it built? To say Inez doesn't last forever. To say Pshia, how could it be that people are Poshea? So therefore, Rashi came up with this hybrid. At first, this is what the Ksav Sefer says. At first, there'll be an Einus. The Einus will be short-lived. But then, because of the Einus, people will be Boshaya. Okay.
So Rebbe is saying Pidgin Shulim is only Manam Tzuluye?
Pidgin Shulim is this case. And this is that would be an example of
Pidgin's not forever either. Pidgin Shulim is not forever.
That's right. And this is also not forever.
The Gemara says Pidgin Shulim is a reason not to do it, right? Pidgin Shulim would be a reason why we can't.
Right, because it's there, the Gemara did a chat. Because after the Pidgin Shulim, we're nervous and maybe you'll be Poshea. That's what the Gemara says. That's exactly what this is saying. Okay. So that's how, again, so he learned the Rashi, Dimas Rabbi Aynes, and then ooh means afterwards. I thought ooh means oh. That's what I thought. So he's saying not and, but or. Dimas Rabbi Aynes, oopshi. In other words, I read Rashi that the word is that the shul won't get built. We're nervous the shul won't be built. So Rashi says it doesn't have to be Dafka Pshia. It could be an Einus too. And Rashi is, you read the Gemara's Mashma is because of Pshia. It's because like you're doing an Aveira. In other words, what I thought Pshat and Rashi, when I read it, I thought like this, that when you learn the Gemara's Mashma because we're not worried about Einus because then you're not doing any Aveira. We're not concerned about the result. We're concerned about the Maisa because of Shia. In Rashi's Mechadesh, we're not really concerned about the Maisa. We're concerned about the result. Right? I don't know if I said that clearly. There's by Averis, there's two types of Averis. There are Averis that you're not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos. That's because we don't want the Maisa. We don't care about the fact that the light's turned on. You're also not allowed to kill somebody. That's because we don't want the result. It's not the Maisa. Lu Yitzor, you can kill someone without a Maisa. You got a Grumma switch. It's It's also aser. So there's something we don't want because we don't want the maisa, the result, and something we don't want because we don't want the maisa. The maisa is an avera. So the question is, when the Gemara says here, Mishum Shiyusa, is a word that you're doing a maisa avera? Because you're a poshea in building a shul, there's a taina on you. Shia, bad, bad people. Or the point is that there's no, the shul is not going to be built. So the simple reading of the Gemara, Mishum Shiyusa, because we're afraid the person is going to do an avera and he's going to be poshea. Luyas or an Inus, what happened? We don't care. Okay, Inus is no Aveira, but we're only concerned of Shia. Says Rashi, no, that's not Shot. We're concerned about the result. And therefore, who adin if an Inus would happen? And it's either or. Dilma Misrami Inus, Ob Shia.
Why did Gemara say Shia, homie?
What?
Why did the Gemara say Pshia?
The Gemara said Pshia because that's more prevalent. So Rashi is saying that don't be carried away, don't be misled that the Gemara said Pshia, that the Gemara means only Pshia. And the problem is the maisa. We're nervous that you're doing a maisa avera by being Boshea. No, that's not Pshat. The problem is Lobani Achriti. If that's the case, so Inus also. Einachinati. That's why Rashi has Inus. Tilma is Rami Inus. Vav means and or. Upshi. Or Upshi.
How does Rashi know? Fakir, the Gemara says Upshi. The Google is the Maestro.
Okay, but that already, Rashi knows that we're not concerned. You know, the whole Gemara is we're concerned that maybe the result. You see from the Gemara. That when all the cases that it's mutter, if there's a crash, it's all because of the problem of the results. Okay, the Rashi understands. Rashi the Talmud Chacham. I don't know. But Rashi the Talmud Chacham that he understood that don't miss. So upshi. I mean upshi. Upshi. Okay. I didn't see anyone who said like me, but
Rashi could uses the word the letter vav to mean or.
I think so. Vav can mean and.
The Rashi many times say that the pasuk means that, but in Rashi himself, I don't have the bekiyas, but I don't recall ever seeing.
No, where the pasuk is an vav mean or.
In the pasuk, yes, I think actually many times in the pasuk says, you know, that it means an O, but in Lashon Bnei Adam, I never saw it.
It means this or this, each one is or. With the Dilma is Rami Ines, and meaning or. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
He also doesn't say Pshia. I'm not too good with usage. Was that even what the word means? Upshi means pshia?
I do not know. Yes, that's what the guys.
She might be going on the people.
Then it's Rame Ines, upshi. So you're saying pshi, Ines is a noun. You know, this is a. So he should have said, Dome Miss Rame Pshi Ines, upshi. He should have said, upshia.
If there would be a word oy over there instead of that vav, I think it would read very well. But with a vav, I just...
No, I'm asking a second question, Sandy. I'm saying...
Let's say if there would be the word oy, you would have a problem with the word pashi? I don't think there would be a problem because the oinus is usually something that happens and pshia, they are the ones who are pashia. So the pashi, you could say, goes on that. So if it would be the word oy.
And we're nervous, either an Ines will happen or they will be Pashaya. And in Veda, we're worried that there won't be a shul. And either way, we're worried that there are two ways how we won't have a shul.
Shouldn't at least put the word Ines second?
That's not so bad.
What?
Shouldn't at least put the word Ines second?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so
Rabbi, I don't own this sefer, but I just see I have in my handwriting on the side the Gemara Chassam Sofer and Ksav Sofer. I don't know if you saw him.
Ksav Sofer and the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer is in the here, in the regular, and the Ksav Sofer is right here. I don't know if you can see Ksav Sofer.
And what does he say?
They all say like Aaron Hertzberg. They both say the exact same thing.
Scared to argue the Ksav Sofer.
They both say that it means that they say it means something similar to the case of the Gemara later of the and Aynes is going to happen like Kriyas Shvuyim. They're going to have to pay out, lose all their money, and then there'll be Pshi to collect money the second time, and that's what Rashi means.
Rabbi,
Aynes of a pigeon like a Pigeon Shvuyim. Whoopsie to collect the second time.
What about the case? Well, the wise go Barabashi. It sounds like he thought that they were going to be Pshia right away.
But what's interesting, and I didn't have enough time to study this, that the Ksav Sofer says that he's arguing with a Magen Avraham. So I don't know what the Magen Avraham said.
Rabbi, there's a.
I'm hoping the Magen Avraham is saying like me.
there's a Rishash in the back that says I ain't Mashal Kassel, but I see it in Gemara Shabbos. And if you look if somebody looks in the cheats for him, it says that the Rishash in Shabbos says that Pshia me is Lav Davka. So I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, so I don't know how that helps. Yeah,
because that word Pshia is Lav Davka, Gili Oynes.
So, but Rashi says Aynes Upshi. So I don't know what I mean.
Rashash Mo Basra says, I said in Shabbos about this Rashi.
I don't think I'm just saying, but we don't know what the cheat, but what you're going to cheat for don't help us yet. Because you can't be laughed off of, because then what is it? They're just saying the word Aynes twice. So you know it doesn't
Washan Shia who laughed after.
So what is it, Gemara? What does it mean? What Rashi himself uses what upshi.
It means that not onus to get the pshi like the Chassam Sofer. It means onus means lav davka onus, meaning it's not specifically any situation. It sounds more like a Rebbe saying onus pshi is lav davka, whatever it is. It doesn't have to davka mean pshi.
Okay, I don't know what he means. I have to look it up. Can I? Okay, so let's go further. But we have maybe two possible pshatim in Rashi. The Ksav Sofer pshat is like Aaron Hertzberg, that Dilma Misramin Einitz. In other words, that Rashi was bothered by Akasha. How could you say that we're nervous for Pshia? Why should we be nervous for such a crazy thing that a Klai Yisrael, they want to build a shul and they're going to be Poshea? Must be that an Einitz might happen. Einitzim don't happen forever. That's not so common. Teretz is an after the honors of people share. I don't like that shot for two reasons. First of all, because our shmuzim is that even a tzaddik can be poshea, right? We can say that Yosef could have been poshea in burying Yaakov. The shiftei kah were poshea when they went ahead and paskin that Yosef's chayiv misa. They were poshea. They weren't the most important psak in the world, but they made a mistake. That would be called a pshia. Okay, but that way you wouldn't call that a pshia. They were poshea. So
dakedakas, isn't that a difference?
Okay, so dakedakas is also called a pshia.
No, but you don't see that anybody would violate anything more than a dakedakas.
So good. So dakedakas. So Dilma poshea. Maybe
dakedakas.
Maybe I Rashi's problem. I don't hear Rashi's problem. The Rashi can't hear. How is it possible that people will be poshea? It means it'll be a very difficult. If I was Rashi, I would have answered that of course you're right, Rashi. They won't be poshea in a gassy gases. Right. When they get going, it's very, very difficult. Tremendous mesiras nefesh. Well, the selling of Yosef was not dake dakas.
But the mistake was
because of it. So that right. Mistake they made it. They'll make a mistake. I mean, dake down. They'll think it can't be done, and really it could be done. You know that they, you know, when the person thinks he can't do something, and then you think you can't do it, and then when you get inspired, you realize you could do it. So that I would have come up to you and say, I don't really hear the the Rashi's problem. And then the answer wasn't bothered by it. If it's Aynes, so just say Aynes. Terence says, because Aynesim don't usually happen for so long. I know that sounds to me also fluky. But the Maisa, the Ksav Sefer says it. The Ksav Sefer also says it. And once they said it, everybody else says it too, because everyone quotes them. So I am, and no one said like me, but I like to see this Magen Avraham. The Ksav Sefer though says that he's arguing with the Magen Avraham. So I have to study that. I didn't get a chance to study it. Maybe I'll say. But the way I would have read Rashi is just coming to clarify Pshat in the Gemara that we're worried about that the shul won't be built, and therefore it's lav dafka pshia who adin aynes. That's what Rashi is adding. Don't think it's only thing we're concerned about in pshiusa, because if she uses mashma, it's the aveira we're concerned about. Says Rashi, no, it's not just the aveira, it's the result. So if it's a result, so why dafka pshia? So ain't achinami. Pshia is just an example of how you get to that result. But who are the aynes? So Dilma Mitzrami aynes. Oh, she. You know, that's how I read it. I don't think, okay. Anyway, but no one says like me as far as I know. But the shaita that you're saying is that vav can't mean oh. But we know that Barashi and Chumash says it could. So you're saying that, but not in Rashi.
Can Rashi be adding the Dilma Mitzrami Ones as an addition to the Gemara?
Right, that's what I was saying. That Rashi
without having an O in the Rashi, the Gemara says Pshia, I'm adding on Ones. That's another way to get the Pshi.
Well, I was saying because Rashi wants to clarify the Gemara by only saying Pshia is Mashma, that we're not concerned with the result, we're concerned with the Avera of the Pshia. And so Rashi wants to make it clear that the emphasis is on the result, and therefore it makes really no difference. The Pshia is only a Hechetimsa. But who are then Aynes? Except that maybe Pshia is more prevalent. So the Gemara says Pshia, but it's just the Gemara is only giving an example. That's the way I would end Rashi. Rashi's saying the Iker Vort is the Iker Vort is that a shul is not getting built. So why is the Gemara pick on Aynes? Pshia could have picked on Aynes. It's ain't nothing at me. So Pshia was just an example of a normal case why it might happen that the shul won't get built. But who are then Aynes? The shul won't get built. So that's why Rashi adds Aynes. Dilma Mitzrami Aynes or Pshia. Then Obana Akhmini. Okay. I happen to like my pshat, but no one says it, so you know, we'll see. All right, let's go further. Mishum Suye, calls man a binyan. So we weren't sure. It's well, we were bothered by Akasha, which Rashi's not really directing. Rashi's mashma, the nafkamina between the two, the shyness is the first lashon is lo bono achrinite, like ever. We're afraid the shul will never get built. So here it's only called madabinya. Of course, the shul will get built. But in the interim period, we're supposed to daven. That's a very nice difference. The question that we had is that saying the word Suluye doesn't hit the nail on the head, because Suluye doesn't discuss long-term or short-term. What's the problem with long-term is also Suluye. So pashas. So saying Suluye, the Gemara is, the language of the Gemara is Shver. So the suggestion, which the guys had, which maybe, is that if the problem is long-term, then it doesn't have to be because of davening. Long term is time, it's not good. You know, there's a mila of a certain having shuls. What?
What's this like the amorphous mila of having shuls? Let's say there's 10 shuls in the city. So
there's every shul is a makam kaddish, and a makam kaddish brings kedusha to the shul city.
Even if it's just like standing there?
Oh, and maybe it's used. I don't know if it's empty building. But it's a shul. So
the word doesn't qualify as a
Vasoli Mikdash. right? And so a shul is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the more miniature Beis HaMikdashes you have in your community, if you had what's the beauty of a Beis HaMikdash? It brings Kedusha to the world. It brings Kedusha. You have a few mini Beis HaMikdash. There's an Indian. So the first shot is not, so I mean, that's, I don't know, maybe that's pshat. That's first
shot. So people decided, like, so they could really cheat the way out of this by, okay, we're not going to use the shul anymore. Like a year later, okay, now it's not used. We could take it down.
I don't know.
That's basically a good eitzah. Well, they have another shul. There's plenty of shuls in the city. And, like, we don't have the shul
anymore.
That's
not a, I don't know if you're allowed to do that either. That's the same thing. You're making less shuls. You know, we don't want that there should be less shul. So you figure out a way to make less shul. So that doesn't help us. Okay, let's go further. Okay, so that's another problem. Why Rashi doesn't hit the nail on the head, or the Gemara didn't hit the nail on the head? Bei kaita I can't pronounce bisisusa. Okay.
Bisisva.
Okay. Beis HaKnesses Chayda Mimos HaChayret Namuch, it was low. Piksoim Rechavim, it had fat walls. Pechalonos Muatim Mimnei Atzina. In other words, by having fat walls and skinny windows, it kept the cold out. Beis HaChama Beis HaKnesses Acher Shav HaShayda Bo. So in the summer, you wanted a breezy shul to get a breeze, and in the winter you wanted a warm shul. So therefore, he would go ahead and switch them. He would knock down the one and build the other.
Was it knock down, or would they have two shuls, and then occasionally they knock down one and build the other? It was really considered one shul.
What?
Maybe the pshat is it's all one shul. They have two buildings. They have a summer building and a winter building. Sometimes they knock down. In the summer, sometimes they'll knock down the winter building, rebuild it. Not necessarily every year, but
they knocked it down.
In the off season, they were knocked. Occasionally, they were knocked down because it's all one shul, maybe, right? Just two locations, so they were able to. When they were not using one, they would knock it. They could repair it. They could knock it down if they need to. They could rebuild it.
I know. I didn't read it that way. Did anyone read it that way?
Yeah, basically, this author is mashed with a separate building.
Two separate. Why would they knock it down and rebuild it in the same spot? Like, it sounds very strange.
They knocked the Sasri Ubanu Bay Kid of Bis. This is the name. They did it.
Rabbeinu Gershom, I think, says that.
They did it in the season. According to you, it doesn't have to be in the season.
No. They had two buildings. Each one had a seasonal purpose.
Yeah.
So they had but during the off season they were able to do construction and not another one.
Rabbeinu Gershom.
So what would be the heter? What's the heter for that? We just said you're not supposed to knock down a shul for no reason.
Maybe you still have a backup shul. It's all one shul.
That's right? A Gemara later. It could be Nayu. So
this is not big issue. This is one shul that has two locations. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there. It's one congregation.
Yeah, that's Tais with second terrace.
I don't know.
Well, what's the Pashto's Lashon of Rashi? The Pashto's Lashon of Rashi is the Mashma 1 or 2. I think it's Mashma 2.
I thought it means two different buildings, but they're in the same place. It's a different shul because it's completely built different, but it's built in the same place. He only has one piece of land. So he has to knock down one to get the other.
I think Sandy is looking at the word v'imos achama beis haknesses acher.
Right, because it was an acher. It was a completely different shul.
A second shul.
But not in a different place, in the same place.
Right, so the same lot, good. So it had one building here.
Not the same lot, the same, I thought that means, at least I thought, I'm wrong. Adam in the exact same spot. And therefore, you couldn't get one without knocking down the other.
Look at the Xing Rabbinic Geshem says that there were two at the same time.
The Rabbinic Geshem says, Okay, so then you're right. He's saying like you. But is that what Rashi says? Why does Rashi... I don't know. So why does Rashi have to tell me the difference between the shuls?
To explain why did they have two shuls? Why did they have one shul for the summer, one shul for the winter? He says one was built for the needs of a winter and one was built for the needs of a summer.
Okay. So you're saying that I was saying that they knocked it down for the tzarech. And you're saying that no, that this is just an example of the ego based knesses achriti. This is just the Gemara is like giving an example. My binayu, ego binayu, ego based knesses achriti. And here we have an example that.
According to my name, holds Peshiusa, he would say in this case, with the even according to Rabbeinu Geshem, that they can't fix it up.
I don't know.
Not necessarily. It could be this whole arrangement is just different because. If it's one shul, so you know, even if they're stuck with the winter shul in the summer, they still have a place. It's just not l'chatchila. So it's not like, and they're only mechayev themselves to have one shul. It's one shul. It's just they're used at a different time. So if you have to use the summer shul for the winter too, you'll get by. You figure it out. That's not maybe not mechayev to have. They only built it originally. There should be one shul, not that it should be two shuls. For convenience, they made it that the two separate buildings.
Okay, all right. So we have two different pshatim in the Gemara. I hear. So Rabbi Meltzer said that we should have to see Taisus. So I thought pshat is that it's in the exact same spot, and they're knocking down one so they can get the other because they need to knock down one to build the other. And that's the heter, because obviously we can't dive in the summer in a winter shul. We can't dive in the winter in a summer shul. So there's a necessity to knock one down to get the other, because I have to keep on rebuilding it. And that's why Rashi is telling you, because of the differences. And you're saying that, no, it just means that they just had two different shuls. And since they had two shuls, so he would knock one down to fix it up when the off-season. And that's the word of Beit Knesset Achrit. Really is another example having another shul. Okay, let's go for, let's just finish the Rashi. Zuzi. Tzarek Beis HaKnesset HaKadosh. If you collected the money, U'munokim Yara Gabai, Mi Ikod HaMecha Shepshiyas Olo. So we have to worry for Shia. So that's a little funny, according to me. Okay. So it says, Shrigi Livni, Usudarim, Hanavainim, Zel Gavze, Umuzmarim, Utita, and Abinion, Hadria, the Odri, Ushuvah, Mitam, Rite, Agag, whatever. Kibano, Nami, Beth, Knesset, Chada, No Nisru, Latika, Dilma, Mitra, Binishwe, Ismail, eh? Yeah, so then you have to worry. So that they won't do.
However, we need
to... Yeah, that was a Meretz Kasha, according to your logic. So you should always have to keep the extra shul around. And all more, you know, let's not take a David all day to you. Because Shum is moving the bow. The Rashi says Shum is going to fall. I didn't bring it
up. Why would you ever build a shul if you have to build another one?
So what?
Why would you ever build a new shul if you have to keep the old one? Like,
would almost be
a more room, you need a bigger shul. So now I keep the old one. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to have to build a new one.
Yeah. because it's more roomier, it's more modern, looks nicer, it's prettier, better neighborhood, closer. Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay.
And this whole Gemara, we're talking about, let's say you have there's no other place to daven, there's no other shul, you just have one shul, and there's no tiyuah in it, but they want to renovate to make it look nicer in that same place because they don't have another lot. Can't do it.
The mashmos of this Gemara is if you mean to knock down the shul and build another in the same spot, it sounds like you can't do it either because of Shiusa or because of Sluye, right? That seems to be. That's what he's saying. No, you can't do. Halacha lemaisa, you know, halacha lemaisa very often comes out different than the simple reading of Gemara. That's, we know that. Halacha lemaisa very often comes out different, but it could be halacha lemaisa has to be. You have to, you know, if we bask in Sluye, you have to have another place to daven in the interim. But maybe ain't a chinami. If you have no place to daven, you say we're going to cancel minyan for the next month, then it wouldn't be mutter. Okay, so we'll have to see the Taisis and the Rush and maybe the Chassam Sofer and the Magen Avraham. But I probably like to wait for that. Let's see. Okay. Yishei koyach, everyone.